I always think it's amazing that Joseph's word is not written one time in the Bible. It's quite curiosity to me and for us that you have Jesus, you have Mother Mary, non-sinful at all, and then Joseph, and his job was really unreal. Joseph, he was a righteous man, is what we listened in the gospel today from Matthew. Matthew, really a focus to Jesus' life, to focus on the side of Joseph, where Luke says the side of Mother Mary. Really some cool studying there. It's kind of like looking at a diamond and seeing the different beautiful parts. Some things this morning from Matthew's vision. First, when Mother Mary became pregnant, obviously we know that it was the Holy Spirit, but imagine as a guy back then, seeing this young woman who was pregnant. Yet, as we listened, unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. I mean, you could have a woman that was killed or stoned. And his, against all of culture back then, he wanted to divorce Mother Mary quietly so she wasn't be hurt. To bring that life, even if he wanted to divorce her in a quiet way, to still bring life. Then he has the messages from the angels, listening to what God is teaching him. He has to be righteous to listen to God, purified, faithful, prayerful in the Jewish religion. And quote, when Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and today his wife into his home. I mean, he protected his wife. He protected his adopted son. And remember back then too, how, I mean, did you have health? Did you have medicine? I mean, think about, they didn't have electricity. He had to work. I see the beautiful images today with the little picture by the Amble, and what he did is probably a carpenter. Somebody can work with his hands. Protecting this little child and then teaching Jesus how to work hard. And at some point, Joseph passed away. And we don't know anything about what happened. Obviously, we heard the first of the story, but we don't hear about Joseph when Jesus died on the cross. I love the things that I just read this morning again, the patron of Joseph, Saint Joseph. The universal church. Well, that's a big one. The whole church. He's a patron. Unborn children. And that sparked my mind, because again, most people would have had that woman killed. And then not only that, but he believed that it was from the Holy Spirit. It wasn't from a guy. It was from God. All fathers, all workers, all travelers. I mean, think about going from where he was in Nazareth, going to Egypt. Immigrants. Think about that one today in our politicians' places. Saint Joseph is the patron for all immigrants and a happy death. A powerful man who didn't say a word that we can see in that was written, but a great man as a patron for many, many, many places in our own lives.